This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to people called Biryone, who apparently behaved so badly that Abba Chilkiah prayed for their death. His wife, however, was considerably more charitable, and she prayed for their improvement through repentance, through tshuva, and in fact, that's what happened. There's a very similar story, incidentally, that occurred with Rabbi Meir and his remarkable wife, Bruria, that's discussed in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud. Now, who are the Biryone? So it's unclear. This term is not well defined linguistically. One possibility is it comes from the word bar, which means outside, like in baraita, outside source, baraisa. Biryone might mean something like those outsiders, those outliers, those weird, strange people. Interesting, possible. An example of this kind of somewhat fanciful etymology you see, for example, in Shmuel Aleph, where, right at the beginning, where there's the term Belial, which apparently means someone who also is, very disrespectful. It's used, by example, for Hannah when Eli thinks that she is behaving inappropriately on the Mishkan grounds. And the Mefarshim say it refers to Belial means Beliol, like without bearing a yoke, meaning without any responsibility, acting as if there nothing matters. So Biryone might be that kind of a fanciful etymology. It's not clear. Another possibility is that, you know, B and P sounds often replace when they shift between languages. So it could be Piryone, and Piryone might be related to the Praetoriani, which is the Latin term for the Roman Praetorian Guard. This guard, this essentially unit of soldiers, were bodyguards to Roman dignitaries, the emperor in particular. Tacitus, the historian, says in the early first century there were about 4,500 members of the Praetorian Guard, and Caligula, also in the first century, increased that number to 6,000. They were especially known for being involved in palace intrigue and in plots and things like that. The thing is, though, that almost all of these Praetorian Guard usually served in proximity to the emperor in Rome, occasionally deployed to places like Macedonia. I am unaware of any specific placement of Praetorian Guard in Israel. Perhaps when Hadrian visited the region, maybe he would have had Praetorian Guard with him, and this story could have been associated with that. I'm not sure, but it's quite possible. Anyways, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.